Clean water.
Those are the sounds of one Apple user who is pretty upset at Apple for pulling the blockchain.info app off of their app store. I apologize about that first shot. It was a little louder than I expected it would be. But dude took a rifle and then just blasted the hell out of his iPhone.
Yep.
And he's not the only one. There's also another one. A guy is, he grabs a machete and he goes at his iPhone. He's pretty pissed.
I don't usually support what hurts us or hurts the community. So,
all right, someone, I went out.
I got two videos running at once there. Anyway, he says he doesn't support what hurts the Bitcoin community. Grabs a machete, lines it up. He's outside. And that's what it sounds like when you hit an iPhone with a machete. So we've seen iPhone shot. We've seen it smashed with some sort of a blunt object, and now smashed with a machete. There are other videos coming out as the news media is picking up this story and running with it. Marcus, you just shared with me a piece from blockchain.info where they're summing up article after article after article by various different sources, blogs, news media, putting out there this news that Apple has pulled down the one remaining Bitcoin app from their app store.
The one wallet app that you could have on your iPhone, because Apple had pulled a few other Bitcoin apps down previously. The most popular one, they pulled it out of their app store, which is ridiculous.
Now, we were reading the blockchain.info official response to this that was posted, I think, yesterday, late yesterday. And in there, they suggest that they are pulling their app, that Apple's pulled the blockchain.info app, which is basically an app that allows you to have a Bitcoin wallet on your phones. You can send and receive payments to anyone anywhere in the world literally in moments.
Right. The easy way that it works on your phone is use your phone to scan a QR code. That's like the easiest way to use it.
Yep, that's right.
It allows you to just scan a QR and then it just confirms like, oh, you want to send Bitcoin to that, you know, to that address, and how much do you want to send? It's really easy.
Also, I could, one of the neatest parts of the app for me, Marcus, my experience has been that, let's say I wanted to sell you a copy of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD, and I know what the U.S. dollar price is. It's $10, but I don't know what that happens to translate to at the moment in Bitcoin, because, you know, the price is always fluctuating.
Right.
So I can type in $10 on the blockchain app, and it will convert that to the appropriate amount in Bitcoin.
Yes.
It will then create a custom QR code that I can have you scan.
Yep.
So you don't even have to type in, you know, 0.00257, whatever the amount would be. You don't have to type any of that in. As soon as you scan it in, it comes up with the requested amount. You approve the requested amount, and boom, transaction's done.
Right. It's really great. It pops up just like that. It says, is this what you want to send? Is this where you want to send it? Yep. And off it goes.
Now, we were talking with Temper a moment ago, and he sent me some interesting links on Skype here. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. And so the claim that Blockchain made was that they believe the app was pulled because it competes somehow with Apple's so-called monopoly. Mm-hmm. However, as Temper points out, there's plenty of other payment apps available through the Apple Store, just not Bitcoin payment apps.
Right.
So you can get the Square payment app, you can get Pay Anywhere, you can get Blue Pay. Now, there's several of these things out there. So
yes.
This is an attack this is not based on them protecting some monopoly. This is an attack on the currency of Bitcoin.
I think so. I mean, the reason people really had an eye on this blockchain wallet was because Apple had pulled down these other Bitcoin apps with very little explanation, right? They don't have to give an explanation, so they don't. I mean, they give something, but it's not anything of substance. So obviously they have a problem with Bitcoin itself.
Let me go on here with their press release. This is their response to what Apple has done in the last 24 hours or so, 48 hours. Further demonstrating the arbitrariness of this decision, Apple's official communication says that the app was removed because of an unresolved issue, a claim that cannot ever be disputed and boils down to, because we said so. There was no communication prior to the removal of this popular app. So, for instance, if Apple had a concern with the app, like, you know, maybe they found some sort of security flaw or something like that, they theoretically could have reached out to Blockchain to say, hey, we're going to put your app on probation until you fix this problem. But no, they didn't. There was no perceived problem.
No, there was no communications like that.
There was no communication, they say, and no indication of any problems, no opportunity to address any issues, making a mockery of the claim there was an unresolved issue. Sadly, Coinbase, Glyph, and CoinJar have all been sacrificed on the altar of innovation. These are other, presumably, Bitcoin payment apps that have been lost to the Apple void. Apple's censorship of Bitcoin applications, especially when viewed in the context of removing a two-year app with 120,000 downloads, is historic and unprecedented. The decision attacks a nascent and innovative technology that is empowering more than 2.5 million users, that is Bitcoin, on a vast variety of computing devices around the world by giving them unfettered and complete control over their money, while disrupting centralized payment systems controlled by corporate behemoths such as Apple. The response of users to the restrictions placed on Bitcoin applications have led thousands to flee to Google's Android mobile OS, which offers a much more open environment for innovation. Unlike Apple, Google has accepted hundreds of Bitcoin-related applications, even though they also compete against the company's own payment system known as Google Wallet. Bitcoin is a revolutionary new peer-to-peer currency and payment system that is empowering millions around the world, especially the unbanked and underbanked, who can use it to gain access to international banking facilities with nothing more than a smartphone.
See, I think this is a really big mistake on Apple's part because, like I said earlier, you know, Steve Jobs, he died and he's gone now. And Apple has already lost a lot of their really good players that were a part of the company that made the products of Apple so great. So Apple is becoming, they're not an innovator as much anymore, and it's going to be more and more difficult for them to get those really talented tech people, really talented artists. And the reality is that tech people love Bitcoin.
A lot of them love Apple.
Yes, but a recent article stated that more than half of tech people would like to be paid in Bitcoin.
Wow, that's huge.
So the reality is that as Apple is attacking Bitcoin, you know, they become a less attractive company to work for. You know, I would be less inclined to want to work for Apple because I know that they're against Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is used for international payments from family members sending money home to support entire communities in the developing world, and for charity fundraising and fund distribution will be severely affected by this decision. As of Wednesday, Bitcoin is no longer available to those using iOS devices, once again leaving them to the mercy of oppressive currency controls and governments in some of the worst regimes of the world. A comment from Kyle Drake at CoinPunk.com, an open source HTML Bitcoin wallet, a contributor to the blockchain HTML5 wallet that's already available, saying, quote, Bitcoin users, we need your help. We need you to take a stand against Apple, make noise, complain, and show Apple there will be consequences to their actions. We did post a link to the petition that if you are an Apple user, you can sign on the change.org site. I posted that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. John is listening in Northern Minnesota to WNMT. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Hey, well, what if somebody just bought a phone to use it just for the Bitcoin thing, and then they go to sign it up, and then they can't use it for that?
That's going to hurt.
Why don't you just take it back, you know, the phone back and say, can't use it anymore?
Yeah, if you actually did just buy it, you would be able to return it. Apple does have a return policy, a certain number of days you can return.
Even if you've used the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I know somebody who actually bought the new iPad mini when it first came out just to try it out and then returned it like a week later.
And they got a cash refund instead of store credit?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really impressive.
So. I mean, double check on that. Don't take my word on it.
Yeah.
And then
another thing, too. You ever heard of A&P stores?
Sure. It's a grocery store.
Yeah, they used to be the biggest store in the country back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and that. And now you can hardly ever find any. There might be a few left on the East Coast. But sometimes when a company gets real big, it just falls apart and then no.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I mean, look at Woolworth. Same thing happened to them as well. John, thanks for the call tonight.
Grants.
There's so many of them. Yeah, absolutely. The bigger a company gets, the more unwieldy, the more bureaucratic, the more dumb decisions they make, and they can never stay on top for long. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's a good thing. You know, the creative destruction. Things that just don't last forever, and that's not always bad. More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You take control here. Snowden Revelation still to come.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll free line. We've been talking a lot about Bitcoins thus far, but there's also other news. We're going to get into the latest Snowden revelations that have come out. Also, the story from Wired.com. We'll give you that here in a moment. But if you do have Bitcoins and you would like to spend some on real life items, go no further than BitcoinStore.com, or go further and check prices elsewhere, and you'll see that BitcoinStore.com has some pretty great prices. And the reason for that is because they're literally passing on their wholesale price to you. There's a 0% markup at BitcoinStore.com on more than 500,000 items that are there available and ready for immediate shipment. So you can convert your Bitcoins into real-world items and get stuff that you can actually use. BitcoinStore.com. Plus, the government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. Unlike a credit card, your Bitcoins aren't tied necessarily to you. So you can spend the Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com and send them to whatever address or name that you want to.
Yeah, that's great.
It is darn great, and I've used it before, and you should consider it as well, especially if you're looking at buying computer parts or any kind of consumer electronic devices. Go to BitcoinStore.com. Check their prices out. I think you'll find they're pretty great. So we can continue here. We'll take your calls, thoughts, certainly about whatever's on your mind. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in. Our username there is lrn.fm. I don't think there's much more to say about this Apple situation with them banning the blockchain.info app. We're going to, you know, if we hear any news about this, we'll certainly bring it to you.
I mean, I think the only last thing to say is that blockchain did say that they're in the process of implementing an HTML5 version of the mobile wallet. So that means basically the wallet, they're making a wallet that will work right in the browser of your phone.
Meaning Apple or any other company could not do anything to stop that.
Right, because as long as you have a browser on your phone, right, then it would work. That's what they're working
Unless they want to start blacklisting websites.
Sure.
Which would be really outrageous.
Yes.
So we're going to continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. Now, here's the Snowden, the latest on the Snowden situation. Now, we've actually got still the video of Edward Snowden, the half-hour-long video that we've been playing bits and pieces of throughout the week so far. And I would like to play some more of that tonight if we get a chance. We've gotten about a third of the way through it. And he reveals some interesting stuff in there. Like one of the, I think one of the pieces that I had never really connected before was that when they say they're not spying on you, they don't mean they're not collecting all your information.
They're just not specifically reading and listening to your conversation.
At least that's what they say, right? And you have to take their word for it. If you're going to bother taking their word for it, because there's no way to prove they're not doing those things.
Right.
The only way that you can find out that the NSA, or that the only way that anyone in the NSA would find out that anyone else in the NSA was indeed drilling down into all the information they're collecting and looking at you, would be for them to self-report that they did naughty.
Oh, okay. So right. We can trust them.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You can totally trust the NSA, right? So the latest from Wired.com about, or from Edward Snowden, is that Britain's government communications headquarters, the GCHQ, proactively targeted the communications infrastructure used by the online activist collective known as Anonymous. Specifically, they implemented distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attacks on the internet relay chat rooms used by Anonymous. They also implanted malware to out the personal identity details of specific participants. And while we only know for sure that the UK's GCHQ and secret spy unit known as the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group launched these attacks in an operation called Rolling Thunder, the US NSA was likely aware of what they were doing because the British intelligence agents presented their program interventions at the NSA's conference, SIGDEV, in 2012, not to mention the two agencies sharing close ties in general. In fact, as Snowden reveals in his German documentary or German television interview, the NSA has close ties with not only English-speaking foreign intelligence agencies around the world, but also non-English-speaking. So the German intelligence agency is also very closely tied in with the NSA. All of these guys know each other, and they work together.
Great. They're all spying on us.
Whether you agree – no, Marcus. They're not spying on you.
Right, they're just collecting all of our data,
right?
Supposedly private data.
Exactly. By their legal definition, it's not spying. See, they get to define words however they want.
Sure.
To. to because it's government legalese.
So, but I think if you started collecting personal, private information on them, that might be a problem.
They might be upset about that, yeah. Whether you agree with the activities of Anonymous or not, which have included everything from supporting the Arab Spring protests to DDoSing copyright organizations to doxing child pornography site users, the salient point is that democratic governments now seem to be using their very tactics against them. And more according to Wired here. The key difference is, however, that while those involved in Anonymous can and have faced their day in court for those tactics, the British government has not. When Anonymous engages in lawbreaking, they are always taking a huge risk in doing so. But with unlimited resources and no oversight, organizations like the GCHQ and theoretically the NSA can do as they please. And it's this power differential that makes all the difference. There are many shades of gray around using denial-of-service attacks as a protest tactic. Unlike a hack, which involves accessing or damaging data, a DDoS attack renders a web page inaccessible due to an excessive flood of traffic. So it's essentially just a lot of people, a lot of machines on the Internet requesting a website all at once.
It'd be like if you were trying to get into the mall, and right before you got to the mall, like 10,000 people showed up and everyone tried to get in the front door at the same time, you wouldn't be able to get in, right?
Exactly.
And so it's like that, but with computers instead of people.
So it's not as obviously illegal. Like, for instance, if you are involved in this DDoS attack, you may be involved in it without your knowledge. You may
That's
be
true.
Involved in it through the process of someone planting malware on your computer. Perhaps you downloaded something from a questionable site, and it implanted this malware, and then some hacker has access to what's called a botnet, which is a network of controllable computers around the Internet that that hacker can send a few keystrokes to and then send his botnet attacking one particular website. So you actually could be, through malware implemented, or not implemented, but you could be indicated in being part of this attack without your knowledge.
Right.
So there's a plausible deniability factor there as well. Like, well, I didn't know I was involved in this attack.
Sure.
So as an anthropologist who has studied hacker culture, hacktivism, and Anonymous in particular, struggled to find some black and white, she struggled to find some black and white moral certitude for such activities. But as one member of Anonymous told me, quote, trying to find a surefire ethical defense for Anonymous DDoSing is going to twist you into moral pretzels. Judging the moral pretzel of DDoS attacks requires understanding the nuances of how they're carried out. And DDoS attacks tend to be problematic no matter what the motivation. Still, they've been a worthwhile exercise in experimenting with a new form of protest in an increasingly digital era. In the case of Anonymous, this form of protest came about because of the banking blockade against WikiLeaks. While the protest was rooted in deceit, that is, they used botnets, which I just described, and many of their participants didn't know that, it was certainly not destructive, especially since it was leveled against a large organization that could withstand it. The whole point was to get media attention, which they did.
Right, this would be like if all those people showed up at the mall. Everyone's allowed in the mall. It's just that if too many people show up at the same time, nobody can get in.
We'll come back to the story here and what Wired has to say about the revelations that the GCHQ and possibly the NSA has been attacking Anonymous. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Snowden revelations, new ones. He just keeps releasing, or the Guardian and the other organizations that have these this information just keep releasing this info, and it just becomes more and more damaging to the various governments around the world. GCHQ is the Britain equivalent of the NSA. Most of these revelations have had to do with the NSA or the GCHQ, and this one in particular is that the GCHQ, and presumably the NSA, but definitely the GCHQ, has been attacking Anonymous. We'll continue with that story here in a moment. And want to let you know about ProXPN. This is an important tool for those of you who actually care about your online privacy. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, and it tunnels it, essentially, to their servers, meaning that your internet service provider, if you use ProXPN, will not know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, if you're surfing, if you're searching, they are probably recording. Your ISP is probably recording everything that you do, in some cases for as long as 5 years. Now, ProXPN doesn't keep logs on your internet activities, so that's a major way that ProXPN helps protect your privacy. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, plus there are instructions to get it working on Linux. It's not an app you get for Linux. It's just a set of instructions you follow, and it starts working. But it's great. You can go, and you can start with it for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. And one of the other things they do is they get you past blocks. So if you are at a workplace or at a school, for instance, where they have maybe things that are restricted that you aren't allowed to access, Well, if you've got Pro XPN, you're allowed to access whatever you want.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's pretty nice as well. And you can, with their premium account, you can select your location because they've got servers around the world. So what happens is they encrypt your communications until it reaches their server. Then it goes out as a normal web request to the rest of the internet, then and that request is sent to you encrypted as well. So the points between your computer and ProXPN cannot read what you're doing online, and that includes your ISP. So go to proxpn.com/FTL start with a free account, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account because then you get unlimited bandwidth. And there's no limitations on what you can do with a ProXPN service. So, for instance, the free account, you can't do torrents, but with a premium account, you can. And having private torrenting is pretty valuable for people that are into torrenting to be able to protect your IP address from all the other people on the torrent. That's worth more than $4 or $5 a month right there.
You know, I think that the majority of people who use the internet have looked at some things that they would rather other people not know that they looked at.
There's a good chance of that. Yeah, and ProXPN can help you protect yourself. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code, and you'll get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And that means that if you get the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 per month. But maybe that's not cheap enough. Well, if you've got Bitcoin, you can buy the annual plan and get 33% off the regular price of the annual plan, so save even more. But use our discount code if you're going to pay with cash. That is code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL, and there's nothing to lose because there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee.
You know, one of the things I think about that people wouldn't want other people to know about or other businesses to know about is when they're sick and the ailments that they have. You know, lots of people are very private about their health. Mm-hmm. So when you don't feel well, a lot of people will search online. Oh, this is how I feel. I'm feeling this, or, you know, this thing is bothering me, and they look for answers. So that's something that is not nefarious that lots of people feel very self-conscious about, and they feel it's a very private thing, right? Your health care, your health, how you're doing. And so that's just one example of things that I think that people don't often think of when mm-hmm. I say something like that. Yeah, you probably think like, oh, looking at a porn site or something like that.
But even if it's not that the police, obviously the police probably aren't going to get a warrant to try to find out what cold medicine you're researching, but it's certainly true that your ISP could use that information to market products to you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, protecting your privacy can protect you in a lot of different ways that you might not necessarily think about. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. We go back to the story here from Wired.com talking about the denial of service attack. And denial of service attack is, as you were describing, Marcus, I thought it was an excellent description, is the idea of people are requesting access to a web server, and there are so many of them at once, they can't get in. It basically bogs down the web server. It's similar to a bunch of people cramming a door at, say, like a fire sale.
Think of Black Friday morning, right, at some store.
But more people than you would even see in one of those videos.
Right.
And we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of hits all at the same time, basically. And so what we're finding out here, the latest Ed Snowden revelations, is that the GCHQ, the Britain equivalent or the British equivalent of the NSA, has been using those very same tactics, the very same tactics that the people in Anonymous have been using against major banks and corporations and governments in protest. GCHQ has been using to attack Anonymous. And so according to the Wired story, we continue here. So they say that the DDoS, the denial of service attacks, have been a worthwhile exercise in experimenting with a new form of protest in an increasingly digital era. She says, here's the thing. You don't even need to believe in or support a denial of service as a protest tactic to find the latest Snowden revelations troubling. There are clearly defined laws and processes that a democratic government is supposed to follow. Yet here the British government is apparently throwing out due process and essentially proceeding straight to the punishment, using a method that is considered illegal and punishable by years in prison. Even if DDoS attacks would do more damage upstream than to IRC, it is a surprising revelation. The real concern here is a shotgun approach to justice that sprays its punishment over thousands of people who are engaged in their democratic right to protest simply because a small handful of people committed digital vandalism. This is the kind of overreaction that usually occurs when a government is trying to quash dissent. It's not unlike what happens in other more oppressive countries. Since 2008, activists around the world have rallied around the name Anonymous to take collective action and voice political discontent. The last 2 years in particular have been a watershed moment in the history of hacktivism. Never before have so many geeks and hackers wielded their keyboards for the sake of political expression, dissent, and direct action. Even though some Anonymous participants did engage in actions that were illegal, the ensemble itself poses no threat to national security. And the GCHQ has no business infecting activist systems with malware and thwarting their communications.
You know, this is one of the things that it's... This is what I don't like about government, okay? So if we're all kind, good people, then there are certain behaviors that are not acceptable between us. And government takes a stance of telling us what those things are while at the same time committing those same, acts upon us. And so that's not fair, and it's not right for one group of people and those individuals involved in the government for them to judge us while simultaneously doing the same thing to us. And I say us as just meaning the people who are not in the government.
So what she's saying here is that just because someone's involved in Anonymous doesn't mean they're a hacker.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that they support denial of service attacks.
That's right.
And what's happening is the GCHQ, maybe the NSA as well, are attacking Anonymous in general. So if you are associated with Anonymous, let's say you hang out in their IRC chat room. IRC stands for Internet Relay Chat. It's been around since the beginning of the Internet. Let's say you hang out in the IRC chat room because you want to see what's going on, or you just that's just what you like to do, or perhaps you are, again, affiliated with Anonymous, but you're not involved in the hacking side of it, or you don't support DDoS. You could be targeted, is what she's pointing out here. You could have NSA or GCHQ malware installed on your computer. You could have the services that you are interested in using, in this case the IRC servers, being bogged down by government agents, in this case. So it's unfairly targeting people who may not have even been involved.
Right, and they're saying, you can't do this, and then they're doing it to people. The government is doing the thing to people which they're telling them they can't do.
She says, if we're going to prosecute activists and put them in jail for large amounts of time for making a website unavailable for 10 minutes, then that same limitation should apply to anyone who breaks the law, be they a hacker, our next-door neighbor, or the GCHQ. As it is, the small subset of Anonymous activists who engaged in illegal civil disobedience face serious consequences. These activists on both sides of the Atlantic are currently paying a steep price for breaking the law because the current form of the laws under which they're charged tend to mete out more excessive and often disproportionate punishments compared to analogous offline ones. And we'll continue here with more. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and you can take control of the airwaves. Plus, more of the Snowden interviews on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Here, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, flashing headlights to warn somebody of a police checkpoint or a speed trap or whatever. Turns out it's legal. Marcus has more information on that. And, of course, we can take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We also have Skype. You can Skype in to the show via username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach us in that way if you prefer. We're sharing with you a story from Wired about the latest Snowden revelation. That is that Anonymous has been under attack by the GCHQ, possibly the NSA as well. We'll give you more of that info coming up here in a moment. $6shirts.com. Talk about a company that is committed to Bitcoin, unlike Apple. We talked a lot about how Apple's yanked the blockchain.info app from their store. That was a big topic of conversation tonight. But more and more companies are embracing Bitcoin. And that, of course, means Apple looks like they're, you know, kind of part of the Stone Age. $6shirts.com is committed not only to accepting Bitcoin, but they keep the Bitcoins that they accept.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of businesses that take Bitcoin, they convert them to cash. And the reason why they do that is because, well, their vendors, you know, the companies they buy things from, for instance, probably don't take Bitcoin yet. So it's understandable why a company would convert Bitcoins to cash. But $6shirts.com, they see the Bitcoin vision, and they value the idea of holding on to Bitcoins. In fact, they actually bought their advertising with Free Talk Live with Bitcoins.
That's great.
So $6shirts.com, go and check them out. They've got some really cool shirts. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. They believe in liberty over at $6shirts.com and believe in Bitcoins. In fact, they're giving Bitcoin orders priority. So your Bitcoin order, if you pay with Bitcoins, will be fulfilled sooner than the other cash orders of the day.
That's fun.
And you get the Bitcoin trucker hat for free if you order anything with Bitcoin at $6shirts.com. You're going to like the shirts. There's guaranteed to be something you'll like at $6shirts.com because they have hundreds of shirts in different kind of categories. So gaming-related themes. There's movie, television, memes. Let's see, sports as well, political. So all kinds of different categories. You'll find something, I'm sure, that you like. And there's always new shirts coming out, too. They have a new shirt every single day, a new design daily.
Wow.
At $6shirts.com. All right, so again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story's from Wired.com, and let's see, who is this person? This is Gabriella Coleman, the author over at Wired.com. She's explaining why what they're doing here, the GCHQ, probably the NSA as well, the new Snowden revelations are that they're attacking Anonymous, and that what they're doing is they're placing malware on Anonymous people's computers. They are also denial-of-service attacking Anonymous IRC channels, which are the chat room channels that they use to communicate. And what she's pointed out so far in this piece is, well, that's wrong, because just because somebody's involved with Anonymous doesn't mean they're committing crimes. It would be like saying that because some libertarian has done something bad, that all libertarians should be put in jail.
Right. So if you're a member of Anonymous or you're just hanging out with Anonymous people online, that doesn't mean that you've committed any wrong. It'd be just like somebody who calls himself, like you're saying, a libertarian or a Democrat or a Republican. Doesn't mean that they're responsible for something that other people in that group have done.
Right. So let me continue with the story here. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free line. So she says that, for instance, physical attacks or physical tactics such as trespass or vandalism of property rarely result in serious criminal consequences for participants and tend to be minor civil infractions instead of federal crimes. So what she's saying is the denial of service attacks that some Anonymous members are involved in are really being, you know, severe punishments are being meted out compared to, say, somebody who smashes a storefront window during a protest at the G20 summit or something like that.
Right, and a denial of service attack, I mean, really, you're just talking about, you know, it's not...
There's no damage.
Right, there's no damage other than, like, okay, your website now is just not, you know, can't be visited for a certain amount of time.
She says, yet that same nuance, which fundamentally recognizes the intention and the consequences of such protest actions, is rarely extended to online activities. Criminal punishments for such acts can stretch out to years, disrupt lives, lead to felony charges on employment records, and result in excessively high fines. To put this in perspective, in Wisconsin alone, a man was fined for running an automated denial of service tool against the Koch Industries website for 60 seconds. He was protesting the billionaire Koch brothers' role in supporting the Wisconsin governor's effort to reduce the power of unions and public employees in collective bargaining. The actual financial losses to Koch brothers was less than $5,000. But he was charged a fine of $183,000, even though a far worse physical crime in the same state was only fined $6,400. So had he gone to the Koch brothers' home office and smashed the front window, he probably would have faced a much lower amount of punishment for that, even though it was more destructive. In the UK, Chris Weatherhead, who didn't directly contribute to a denial of service campaign, but instead ran the communications hub where the protests were coordinated, received a whopping 18-month sentence. This is even more time than was given to hackers who broke into computer systems, stole data, and dumped it on the internet.
Wow.
Based on these and other sentences already handed out, it's clear that judges consider Anonymous's actions to be serious and punishable. Scores of Anonymous hacktivists have already been arrested or jailed. Meanwhile, agencies like the GCHQ face no such risks, deterrence, consequences, oversight, or accountability.
Now, doesn't this kind of remind you of when the government was going after people who were downloading songs illegally?
Yes.
And they went after a few people who were maybe hosting some songs or whatever, and they just had these ridiculous amounts of fines that they were facing for such little things. You know, that's what this reminds me of.
Well, in some cases, they would go after the person who owned the account. So, like, right. I remember there was one story about, like, a grandma who was targeted.
Yes, I remember that.
You know, she didn't know what the hell file sharing was. Her grandson was at her home using her internet connection and using one of the file sharing services to download music, but because her name was on the internet account, she was the one held legally responsible for it.
Yes.
So it's just crazy.
It was just over the top. They were finding these people, you know, some just astronomical numbers, you know, for songs.
So there's no accountability for the GCHQ. Nobody even knows, you know, there's nobody that can oversee this agency. So that it wouldn't be like there's any way for them to even be punished for this.
Nope.
So we know that what they've done because Snowden was aware of it and he's revealed information that reveals that. But there's not going to be any kind of punishment for them ever
right.
for this. So finally, she says the scenario is all the more alarming, given that some of Anonymous's actions may be illegal and might warrant attention from some law enforcement agencies, but do not even come close to constituting a terrorist threat. And that means that we're inching into the same territory as the dictatorial regimes criticized by democratic governments for not respecting internet freedoms. Share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE.
You know, it's just terrible. The way the government is just collecting all of this information, they're just going nuts, you know, saving everything and, you know, with no regard to anybody's privacy. And there's very little that anybody can do about it. But it just shows how, you know, grossly inappropriate they are as an organization. Like, they have no couth about them and everything they do is just wrong. You know, I mean, they're based on a terrible idea, is that they can do to you what you can't do to them or to others.
Well, even when what they do isn't wrong, or isn't obviously wrong, like let's say they help somebody with some sort of welfare
sure.
that actually needed help, or they catch a real bad guy who's actually murdered somebody.
Yep, sometimes
whatever.
They do that.
So every now and then they'll do something that appears on its face to be right. And
yes.
I think they should be praised when they go after real bad guys. Like,
yep.
you know, they only have so many resources and they should spend their time going after real criminals rather than, say, pot smokers or drug dealers or hackers.
Right.
And so the point I wanted to make was the money they're spending to go after these people is acquired through the threat of violence, in that if you don't pay their tax bill, they will come after you with the same cops that they would use to go after the murderer.
That's right.
And so that's where the real breakdown happens. That's where the wrongs happen, because it's coercively funded. It's monopolistic. They don't like competition. If you try to compete with them and other people spend money with your competing protection service rather than the government, you know, for instance, if I were to spend tax dollars on something besides the government and give it to a competing private organization, the government would be pretty upset about
that.
They
would be upset about that.
And they might just put me in jail.
They might. And, you know, I've seen people be excited about some things that the government does, and I think, like, it's not actually appropriate for people to gloat that way, that they're excited about the government doing that thing, because there's other people out there that are not happy about that, but they're forced to pay for that, and that's not nice.
We'll come back with more. With your thoughts, certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Headlights, are they legal? Yeah, apparently they are. We'll get some more details on that. And Pat Robertson has come out against creationism? Wait a minute, what?
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.